Welcome to today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. The Pella Police Department's overnight telecommunications staff, Hannah Ridgway and Heather Malone, join us on today's program to talk about their roles at the department during National Public Safety Telecommunicators Week. How did you get involved in this, and why did you become a dispatcher?
Well, I've always had the desire to help others. I attended Central College and obtained a bachelor's degree in psychology. I then worked in customer service for 6 years before joining the city as a dispatcher. I've just always felt that it's a good fit for me and an ideal job in terms of serving and helping others. So, you know, I always try to be patient, kind, and remain calm with people on the phone. Sometimes people will call on their worst day or the days of their life, and, you know, sometimes just listening and kindness can go a long way.
My sister is actually also a dispatcher jailer in a different county, and when she first got the job, I actually had the specific thoughts that, one, I would never be able to work nights, and two, I would never be able to handle being a dispatcher and managing people's emotions when they call 911 during an emergency. However, here I am, and I really do enjoy it. I find that when it's required of me to be level-headed and get the necessary information in order to get someone emergency assistance, the nerves really don't come. I'm able to compartmentalize and just do my job. I also like the variety of things that I'm able to do as a dispatcher. Beyond the well-known dispatching of officers, fire, and ambulance, I'm able to write when presented with a new policy and manage lost and found items, as well as parking ticket letters and payments. Also, because the police department is open 24 hours a day, I'm able to communicate with the public with any questions and concerns they may have at any time of day. So regardless of the fact that I work while most people are sleeping, those that are awake can always find help at the PD should they need it, and I appreciate being available for that assistance.
What is that biggest challenge in your mind of being awake when others aren't, and oftentimes it may be the only call you get is an emergency?
Well, typically, once you're accustomed to the hours and the job in general, paging the ambulance, the fire department, communicating with the officers on the radio, there really aren't very many times where this job feels challenging, which is probably a good sign, like, we're good fit if you don't feel, you know, scared while you're doing your job. In the case of a large-scale emergency situations, we know we can always call our supervisor anytime, and then we'll have a second person in dispatch to field phone calls while the primary dispatcher is communicating with the emergency personnel. And one of the smaller inconveniences of working at night is probably that, you know, when most businesses are not running and most people are asleep, contacting members of the public is basically impossible. So we talk to a lot of voicemails and hope for calls back as quickly as possible. And I personally manage our lost and found at the PD, and when someone has lost something and I manage to find a phone number to try, sometimes it feels like it's too late to call by the time I get the chance. So then I have to pass that along to the day shift officer, and don't necessarily like to do, you know, the passing on of the job, but it just is what it is sometimes.
Again, it's an honor to be in this profession, first of all, and, you know, dispatchers are the first people to answer the call. So we're devoted to assisting others every day, you know, whether it's to help guide people through personal crisis or deal with life-threatening situations or simply answer questions about events in the community. You know, it's important that the public knows that we're here, again, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and we're always here to help them in their time of need. So, you know, please call, walk into the lobby. Even if it's at 3 a.m., we're always here to help.
And what are some of those tips then if somebody is trying to give you information or they are in a panic and it's, you know, oftentimes you're not calm when you're calling the police department? What is the best way in your mind to relay information to you, especially at an hour where they may not be fully cognizant or maybe in some sort of stress or danger?
Well, the best thing I can do as a dispatcher, you know, is if they are frantic, you know, I need to remain calm at all times, and that will help calm them. You know, getting their name, speaking with them will help calm them. Determining if they call 911, you know, we want them to provide the location of their emergency right away. That way, if for some reason we become disconnected, we can send, you know, emergency help as soon as possible. Some tips that I have, you know, if you call 911, that will help us get help to you sooner would be to please pay attention to street signs, to mile markers, landmarks, anything like that when you're driving. It's very important and will help us, you know, pinpoint your location and dispatch help much sooner. And, you know, help us determine where you're at a lot quicker.
What is the most rewarding aspect about serving the public and being a member of the Pella Police Department?
I think because we are the first responder to a call. You call, you get us on 911. Just the knowledge that we did our job well and we're getting the person the assistance that they need as fast as possible, that's really what is so rewarding. And people don't necessarily see our faces, but just like this radio interview, I'm a whole lot better with it not being a camera. But I think that's probably the most rewarding thing, is just knowing that we are helping. And I don't really mind that it's not, it's just kind of a behind the scenes. I appreciate that.
Yeah, I think, you know, just helping others, that's the most rewarding thing for this job, you know, part of this job, I should say. And, you know, maybe something small to us, but it may mean the world to someone else, you know. And sometimes when they call, again, they just want someone to listen to them and to express their feelings and what's going on. So just being here and being able to listen and maybe even just be a friend to someone that day, you know, I think that's a great feeling and very rewarding.
Once again, that was the Pella Police Department's overnight dispatch staff, Heather Malone and Hannah Ridgway. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.